You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL Outdoors with Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. Time for a little news of the week this week with Tim and Navi. Most of it centers around fishing, which I know you don't mind. You've got some fish bites for us coming up in the next half hour, right?
Absolutely. Fishing is year-round.
I did not get a chance to mention this. Our schedules were all over the place, and, you know, everybody understands during the holidays, especially in December. But they changed the daily limit on Mayor's Pond. I'm not familiar with this one. It's one of our community ponds in Brigham City. I don't know if you've even ever been there.
No, but I have heard of it.
Yeah.
What are they saying?
Well, they increased the limit to 8 fish because they've got a project upcoming that's going to start real soon here. Could start end of the month. But they have put this change of being able to keep 8 fish at Mayor's Pond because they want to move as many of those fish out of there as they can, obviously, before they start dredging. And obviously that's going to have a devastating impact on any fish that are left in there. But that change in the limit is extended through the end of the month, January 31st. So I just wanted everybody to be mindful of that. And, of course, with the temperatures we've had, you shouldn't have to contend with ice there either.
Well, look, dredging is going to affect it positively over time. But you're right. All the fish that are going to be in there aren't going to make it. So get up there and get those fish in the freezer.
Yeah, again, that's Mayor's Pond. You can find it easily. I'm sure it's mapped out if you go to wildlife.utah.gov. Coming up February 3rd, and it's odd, you know, we just barely started the new year, and we're already blowing off January. But coming up February 3rd, there's a youth ice fishing derby that's going to be taking place at Steinecker State Park. We wanted to make you aware of. Ice will be good and solid then. I'm not so sure it's not already at Steinecker. There are some, speaking of ice fishing, there are lots of ice fishing derbies coming up that have been listed all in one press release. And to make it easy for everybody, I just copied the story with the listing of those ice fishing contests over to our Facebook page. So if you want to look us up, it's KSL Outdoors Radio. And there's an outline of some of the many that are happening there. And then did you hear the news this week of, and there's actually a picture of the walleye that came out of Strawberry? What the heck is a walleye doing there?
Wow. Yeah. That's
bad.
A bad place for a walleye to be.
Yeah. I mean.
Was it a big one?
It's a big fish. And there's a picture of this kid, and he's got a GoPro on his hat standing there. This happened last month, by the way. An illegally released walleye caught at Strawberry Reservoir. They said, we were able to verify the report and believe that someone illegally introduced the fish species recently. And the chances, you know, that there was only one and it got caught are slim. But
right.
But the crazy thing is, why are you trying to put a walleye? I get it. These bucket biologists, and we talk about this on a regular basis, decide, you know, I fish here a lot and it's close to my cabin, so I'd like to be able to catch walleye here, and they just never plant them.
It's mostly some guy from Wisconsin who believes that's the only fish they could catch. Yeah, I mean, you have to be from that region of the world to want to catch walleye because trout is a different animal. And by design, I mean, I don't mind catching walleye, but I prefer to catch trout. But I don't know, people who fish for walleye think they're God's creation.
Yeah, explain, if you can, what a walleye would do to a cutthroat and rainbow trout population.
Well, walleye are voracious fish. These are the top of the pecking order. These guys get after it. They're big fish, and they eat a lot of calories, and that's why they're so fun to catch. The favorite fish for a person to catch is the one that bites a lot, and that's why they like walleye, because they get them and they can keep getting them, and they're just really fun to catch. And so They do really well in cold temps, okay? That's why they're from, like I say, the Midwest, Minnesota, Wisconsin, all that area. Everybody loves walleye. And they would eat, literally, well, they would change the ecosystem of the lake and probably make it a walleye fishery. It would be the end of trout.
Mm. And think about all the efforts that have gone on since that rotenone treatment so many years ago to make this the fishery that it is today. And some guy decided, or gal, I don't know, decided they were going to put their favorite species in there without asking.
It's just awful. It's audacious. I don't know why people get off that way, but yeah. I mean, there's no question it would be an ideal place for walleye, but it's also an ideal place for strawberry. It's our fishery.
Yeah. It's also against the law. You get a Class A misdemeanor tagged on with your name attached to it if you do something like this. If you want to see the picture of the fish, it is a good-sized walleye, and the kid that's standing there with it in his hands has this look of disbelief on his face, like, what?
Yeah.
Came out of here.
Well, I mean, that sentence should be bigger than a Class A misdemeanor. It should be a Class A misdemeanor, and everybody who owns a license gets to punch them.
Okay. In the town square.
Right.
One more note here, and this is not a laughing matter, but it is a reminder that this time of year in particular, weather changes on a dime sometimes. And this just happened yesterday, so we're recording on Thursday, so this would have been Wednesday this week, that a search and rescue team went up the trail at Antelope Island and found some missing teenagers after negotiating with the bison. The hikers and the team made it off the trail. They got stuck out there because fog set in and they couldn't find their way out.
Yeah, I mean, that'll happen right here in K-Town sometimes. I can't find the gas station, so...
Well, yeah, at least you have roads to guide you.
Right.
But luckily everybody got out, got off the mountain safe and sound. They didn't get out of there till 8:30 at night, so you can imagine what the temperatures were by the time they got out safely with those that went out to find them and rescue them. Anyway, that's our news of the week. Stand by. Coming up after the bottom of the hour news, we'll check in with Roger Egan from Bear River Lodge, find out what the conditions are like up there, what's been going on. And then Navi's back to talk more fishing on Fish Bites. Stay with us.